everything just closed up. It rained so hard in just like an hour, maybe 2 hours. And every possible way out of Santa Barbara was plugged up, closed, flooded, impossible to leave the area.
That's Mitch Bernstein, who is stranded in Santa Barbara and cannot get back to his house in Solvang. Parts of Santa Barbara County, including all of Montecito and portions of Carpinteria and Summerlin, are under evacuation orders as heavy rains drench the scarred land from past wildfires. Statewide, tens of thousands more are under evacuation orders, and at least 16 people are dead after back-to-back heavy storms have been drenching the state since the beginning of the year. Here in Los Angeles, a flood watch is in effect for most of the county through this evening. Another storm is in the forecast for this weekend. Joining me now to discuss all of this, we have two guests. Lucy Jones is a seismologist and author of The Big Ones, How Natural Disasters Have Shaped Us and What We Can Do About Them. And Leah Stokes is a professor of energy and climate policy at UC Santa Barbara. Welcome back to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on.
Well, Leah, let's begin with you because you're in Santa Barbara and I guess classes have been canceled at your university, UC Santa Barbara, and 10,000 people or so have been evacuated. What are you seeing right now?
Well, it's really shocking to see parts of the community just completely underwater. I mean, there's a video of a man kayaking through the roads, and I know where that is, and that is not a place where there's normally water. I mean, looking at the surges through the creeks is just unbelievable, except of course this happened 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Exactly 5 years ago to the day. Interestingly, classes had similarly been canceled, and we had these terrible mudslides in Montecito that killed 23 people. And we know that this is related to climate change, right? Because extreme rainfall, forest fires that disrupt the soils, all of this is linked to climate change. And it's hitting even one of the richest areas in the whole country.
Right. And why is your area in particular, the Santa Barbara area, particularly vulnerable to this kind of heavy rain?
Well, California writ large is starting to see these kinds of really extreme rainfall events. And there's been scientific studies. There was a big report on megastorms in the summer in the New York Times, which talked about how we could have rainfall that could last something like a month. I mean, that isn't what we're seeing now, but that can continue to get worse. And at the event 5 years ago, when 23 people died, half an inch of rain fell in 5 minutes in Montecito. That's why those mudslides were triggered, in addition to because of the Thomas Fire, which had disturbed all the soils and basically made them more prone to mudslides. So climate change is basically leading to warmer air. It's creating these kinds of atmospheric rivers that are hitting California. And of course, it's not just happening in Santa Barbara. It's happening in LA, in San Luis Obispo. It's happening in Sacramento, in the Bay Area. It's really all across the state. And it's because of climate change.
And Lucy, you have studied this particular phenomenon, this massive storm. It's called an arc storm. Tell us what that is. And are we witnessing it now, or could we be witnessing it now?
We're getting close. While climate change has made these more common, California has had these for thousands of years. Most of the time, we only get one or two atmospheric rivers at a time. Sometimes the path changes and we get one after the other, and they'll go on until they stop. And each progressive one makes things worse. So these really intense rains and massive flooding were what California was like in the 19th century. And then we built all of our flood control systems to keep them from happening. So a decade ago, the U.S. Geological Survey, when I was there, I led a project with a lot of colleagues to create a model of what a really big storm would be like to modern California, just like we did for the earthquake. And what we modeled was actually less than what happened in 1861-62, but still led to damage about four times as great as what a big San Andreas earthquake would do. So what these studies showed us is that we are actually quite susceptible to flooding in California. We've gotten rid of our moderate ones with our flood control. And, you know, each successive wave is going to make things worse. And it really does depend on when this stops.
Right. And we don't know when it'll stop, right? We know maybe 3 days out how much rain we're going to get. But after that, it's a guess.
Well, we, you know, actually part this whole process that allowed us to identify atmospheric rivers also has been part of a process that's allowing the meteorologists to do better predictions. But, you know, at least for the time I've been tracking, I keep on seeing, you know, the 10-day prediction still has rain as likely continuing in. And so the big issues would be like, where do the levees break and how, you know, how much stress are we putting on our levees? When we did the arc storm, there was damage across the state without question. And, you know, the massive debris flows wherever you've got the fire damage. But some of the most extensive flooding problems are in the areas well prone to it, things like the Central Valley, or indeed, you know, a certain amount of Orange County. Remember, we were seeing all that flooding in Tustin. Mm-hmm. Orange County, a lot of it actually is the floodplain of the San Gabriel River, which, by the way, moved by 6 miles in the floods of 1861-62.
And this was a storm that took place over 2 months. So, and right. It was just persistent rain for 2 months, which is what caused this flooding. What we're seeing now has lasted, what, a couple of weeks? And
right.
Could persist? And we don't
so
know.
So far. Right.
Yeah.
So far, we're probably at the level that we saw, say, in 1969 or 1997 or 98. You know, we've had various times in the past where we've had it like this. You know, imagine if it stays in this track and we now get everything we've had already again, right? Mm-hmm. We now have fully saturated ground and the amount of flooding that we can get from it can go much higher. We haven't hit some of the burn areas that could have really come down, haven't been hit too hard so far. So unfortunately, the details end up mattering, but the longer we sort of keep the floodgates open, the worse it's going to get.
Right. And Leah, you study climate change and the effects of it. How much of this is being modeled as this is the, I hate to say this phrase because it's overused, but the new normal, that we're going to be seeing a lot more of these kinds of storms that last a long time with intense rainfall?
Well, the reason why the new normal doesn't make sense as a phrase is because it doesn't stay constant. If we keep putting greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, we will keep warming the planet. If we keep warming the planet, we're going to destabilize the climate even more. And what scientists are projecting is that, you know, while we have had extreme rainfall in California forever, that if we project out 50 years from now, we could be looking at rainfall that is peaking in the order of about 2 inches per hour. And so all the systems that we've built for the climate that was, they're not going to hold. They're obviously under a lot of stress, even for the climate that is. But keep in mind, we've warmed the planet by about 1.2 degrees centigrade so far, and we're on a pathway to continue to warm it to 1.5 degrees, maybe as much as 2 degrees. And so we're going to keep making this problem worse. And as much as it is challenging under the current moment to manage the climate change that is making these atmospheric rivers more likely, more common, more extreme, it's just going to get more challenging if we don't get off of fossil fuels.
Is there one bright spot in the fact that this might be easing the drought?
Sure. I mean, I live near Lake Kachuma, and people in Santa Barbara County, I mean, at least my friends, we all look at the water gauge all the time, and it was pretty insane. It was going up by about a percentage within an hour, which means yesterday it jumped by over 15% the last time I looked at it. I mean, the reservoir was quite low. It was at about 30%. Now it's closer to 50. So yes, that is good. We have to store water. But, you know, people having to evacuate their homes, mudslides. I mean, I know someone whose home was destroyed 5 years ago exactly in the mudslides, who just finished rebuilding it literally and had to evacuate and had flooding in their home again. I mean, wow. That's really such a sad situation, you know, mm-hmm. And of course, we can do things to try to manage it on the local level. And I think a lot of the changes that were made in Santa Barbara, you know, those creeks held in Montecito so far. So that's great. But, you know, if we don't get off of fossil fuels as a planet, as everyday people, you know, this is not going to stop.
Leah Stokes, professor at UC Santa Barbara, where she studies climate and energy policy. Lucy Jones, seismologist and author of The Big Ones, How Natural Disasters Have Shaped Us and What We Can Do About Them. Thank you both so much.
Sure.
Thanks.
up a lighter way to look at climate change through comedy. That's next on Press Play.